It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. President Obama meets 20 leading business executives today. They will talk over the economy and what to do about it.
The president's relations with business have drawn much criticism. He's been attacked as hostile to business, yet also attacked for supporting business subsidies and bailouts.
Today's meeting comes as the president sells a tax deal that would affect businesses again. Last week's agreement with Republicans includes tax credits meant to encourage investment by the same kind of executives at the White House today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Given the president's sometimes rocky relations with the business community, there's a little extra excitement whenever he sits down with a group of CEOs. But don't hold your breath. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs insists this is not a summit meeting.
Summits generally happen in Iceland and involve trench coats and nice hats.
Instead, Gibbs describes today's session as a working group, an opportunity for the president to get some feedback on his economic agenda from the heads of PepsiCo, Google, GE, and others.
The president wants to hear from them about what they see in the road ahead for the economy and ideas that they have on continuing our economic recovery.
Mr. Obama hopes the tax cut deal will accelerate that recovery. One element, which he's been pushing for months, would allow companies to write off the full value of any business investment on their taxes next year, rather than spreading the deduction over several years the way they usually do. Economist Nigel Gault of IHS Global Insight says that will give companies a modest incentive to invest now rather than later.
At the margin it helps. Is it going to be the primary mover driving business investment next year? Probably not.
The deal includes other business-friendly measures, including a renewed tax credit for research and development and a $5 billion extension of tax breaks for ethanol. That ethanol break is popular with corn producers in Iowa, but not with critics in Congress like Republican Senator John McCain.
Call these ethanol favors the Hawkeye handouts. That's what this bill is all about. And I say to my colleagues, I'll vote for it, but it's not what the people said they wanted done on November 2nd.
But despite a few such special favors, polls show the overall tax cut deal is popular with voters. It extends Bush-era tax cuts for everyone, including the wealthy, and provides a one-year reduction in the payroll tax that workers contribute to Social Security. That payroll tax cut, along with an extension of unemployment benefits, will put an extra $160 billion into people's pockets over the next year. Assuming that money doesn't all stay in their pockets, we should see consumers spending more. That would be welcome news to Dorothy Coleman, vice president of the National Association of Manufacturers.
Everyone would like demand to increase. That would be a sign of economic growth. So some of the provisions in there, the lower tax rates, are going to help consumer demand.
Ultimately, it's that stepped-up demand for products and services, more than any tax break, that will drive companies to invest in their businesses and hire more workers. U.S. businesses are sitting on nearly $2 trillion in cash right now, a historically high amount. Economist Gault expects the president to encourage some of the CEOs he's meeting with today to put more of their cash to work, sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. What he'd love to see would be a surge in business confidence, which will undo those purse strings.
And there are signs big business is feeling more confident. 80% of big company CEOs surveyed by the Business Roundtable say they expect to increase sales in the next 6 months, and 45% expect to increase hiring. Both figures represent an improvement from 3 months ago. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says all the government can do is try to help.
We are not going to see a sustained economic recovery until we see that it is sparked and led by the private sector.
So the president, who's sometimes been perceived as a scold for big business, will today be serving as cheerleader in chief. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.